This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New snow and high winds across Colorado's central and southern mountains have raised the avalanche danger in that part of the state. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center advises people to avoid avalanche country around Aspen and Gunnison and the San Juan and Sangre de Cristo Mountains. About 50 wild horses will be rounded up and moved out of Moffat County in the northwest corner of the state. Two landowners asked the Bureau of Land Management to remove horses from their property. The BLM will also gather wild horses from nearby public lands. They say they want to reduce the risk of drivers hitting horses. Denver's COVID-19 Arts and Culture Relief Fund is gearing up for another round of awards next year. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
This fall, the Bonfils Danton and Denver Foundations gave 41 organizations $1.2 million. Now the two foundations are looking to give more to Denver's art community. Gary Stewart is the president of the Bonfils Foundation. He says the arts are crucial to our coronavirus recovery.
We need holistic, systemic response to COVID. And yes, we need to address our healthcare issues, food insecurity, homelessness. But at the same time, we're human beings and our life needs to be worth living. And the arts are critical to that.
Arts organizations can apply for the grants between $5,000 to $50,000 starting on January 6th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have the chance for more snow today. Highs close to 40 degrees and a bit warmer tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.